KN4BWA, KN4RJN.
It doesn't seem like Steve's there. It's N0TR for a short.
How you doing? Say hi to, say hello to Bernice for me. You staying out of trouble?
John.
That's the maximum transmission my wife ever makes. Yeah, we're just going to Tractor Supply, and we're down here at the Pete's Farm, so about 5 minutes away.
Well, maybe she could talk more on the radio if you'd, you know, shut up for a little while and let her have the microphone.
Introvert. She's the introvert. Is that not so, Mom?
That's right.
She never never cared much for getting on the radio, but that's all right. She does everything else right.
I'm sure she does. You have a good evening, Bernice. So, you're headed to the peach farm. Pick me up some peaches while you're down there.
No, no, no. You misunderstood. We're just passing it. I think they're about ready to close up. You know, the last peaches we got have been really crummy. I don't know how else to put it, because their peaches are usually fantastic. But these late peaches, they just don't have it. Uh-oh. Gestapo's over here at CVS. Hope it's not another shooting. They had a shooting at CVS yesterday, I think it was.
Yeah, well, there's crazy people running around out there with guns, but that's a whole other story. I've still got peaches in the freezer from last season that I haven't gotten to yet, but I have to take some of those out and go sit on the back deck, and I just eat them like candy.
Well, I'm telling you, people, they'll ask me, well, you moved here from Kansas. What's the best thing you like down here? And I'll say, well, number one is the people, and number two is the peaches, and number three is everything else, the mountains, and, oh, just everything in general, John. But I could live on peaches.
It's been about a year, one summer in Kansas. I don't particularly care to go back.
You know, I've heard that more than once. Haven't you, Bernice? Yeah, it's, we were there 62 and a half years, God help us. But, we raised a good family, I had one job when I first got out of the service at an armature plant selling electrical apparatus for coal mines. And then 32 years at the next job there, and it was a good one, as an electrician, electronic technician, in a large machine shop. And then after they shut down, I had two or three more jobs for about a year. And then I finally retired and said, the heck with it, John. But thankful to be alive. Well, we've arrived, and you better go and talk some of those peaches. We're going to go in here and talk to them about a mistake they made on my ticket today. This is NZRL TR 73, John.
You have a good evening. Bernice, you too. KN4RJN 73s. I am clear. KN4VWA, KN4RJN. KN4VWA, KN4RJN. Nothing heard. KN4RJN, clear.
Number 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Can I get a quick radio check, please?
KN4RJN, it's working.
Roger, roger, roger. Thank you there, John. I'm on a friend of mine's 857D that he just recently purchased. And we couldn't figure out why we weren't getting any audio out. We had a bad mic. So I loaned him a mic off of mine. And how does this sound? Am I overdriving at all?
It sounds pretty much like you always do.
Okay, so it doesn't sound like I'm chewing the back or anything.
Do your Lima Charlie, buddy. There's a little bit of scratch in the background, but very little.
Roger, roger. Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to jump out of here. This guy's got to grab this radio, take it on home, and work on getting it installed. So I really appreciate you coming back to us for a quick check. KN4, RJN, KN4, VWA, clear.
Well, I'm back on the radio, so if you feel the hankering, give me a holler. We'll talk at you later. 73 is KN4, RJN, I am clear.